Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss Kendrick, Taylor, and Trump at the Super Bowl, the Malzy to Halsey pipeline, the last words of Johnny Fairplay's grandma, and Chapel Grown putting her money where her mouth is. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts, and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Oh my god, that big game yesterday was big.
How big was it, big boy?
Oh, huge. I was like, I almost fell over. I was like, whoa. I was like, damn, the plays are... did you see all the flags on the play?
Honey. Always flag on the play. Don't you think...
I didn't realize they were really throwing flags on the play all the time.
I think they could update the flag color, if I'm being honest.
Oh, you don't like yellow?
What is this, a piss play on the field?
Well, for some, a little bit. If you were pushing a big 300-pound man as hard as you could, you don't think you might pee a little? You're pushing.
I've never pushed or lifted anything so hard that I peed a little.
Have you ever laughed so hard you peed?
No.
That's such a mom thing to do, not to bring my mom into this.
Well, that's because things change down there after you birth.
Well, same happens.
Things aren't as tight.
Big men.
Things aren't as tight down there.
The tight ends are not as tight as they want you to. The branding is good, but it's a lie. They're what happens? They're probably pissing and shitting, farting. And
I saw a stat at the beginning of the game that was all 20 years ago. I don't know the exact time frame, but they were like, these days, nowadays, look how much bigger, taller, stronger the men are. The average height of an NFL player used to be 5'11". Now it's 6'3". I don't know any of those facts, but it was something along those lines. And I thought, yeah. Genetically modified.
Well, that and capitalism.
I think
capitalism finds a way to extract any and all worth out of a human, and so they pump all that money into making these men big, and you know they've got whole teams with their nutrition and their diet and their training, and they are extracting value out of these humans as efficiently as they've ever done it before. And so yeah, of course the men are bigger than before. Yeah,
they all got BBLs.
Well, maybe that would be helpful. Maybe it would be good.
You can't push a dump truck around without peeing a little.
I've always said that. I keep saying that. That's what I was telling everybody last night when we were watching the big game.
You hosted a big game party. Honestly, I'm surprised because you seem the type to be all the Super Bowl's a big capitalism on display. Rich people throwing around a ball.
Commercials
saying buy more stuff that you don't need.
And you know what? What better platform to tell people than to get them in my living room so that I can pause it whenever I need to say, now everyone take a look at how we're being manipulated.
How many people were there?
Me and three others.
Dang, did you have any treats? I want to know more about the food. The food info label.
Yesterday, I did ranking every cheese part two. So like I've been.
Hold on. That title seems misleading.
Yeah.
Ranking every cheese part two. It can't be every cheese. That means part one was a lie.
Part one was just part one of the series. It's not like Lord of the Rings was a Lord of the Rings just in the first one. It's like you knew there were four or whatever. I don't know.
Not a ringer.
Anyway, so I'm on part two. Oh, well, I finished part two. I had 15 more cheeses that I could find. And I still have 21 cheeses left that still need to be ranked. So there will be a part three. Anyway, so I had all these cheeses that I had tasted and ranked yesterday on stream. And so... afterward, I was like, you know what? if y'all want to come over and watch, I have all this cheese. I'll make a charcuterie board. So I did, and it was a hit, and everyone ranked their cheeses as they were tasting them. It was kind of fun.
And did they rank too?
They did. And honestly, this is so not something I care to do, but I have found value in it because now I have a ranking of how I feel about every cheese. So if I'm at the grocery store thinking, let me get some cheeses to bring to this party or whatever, I know exactly now which cheeses to avoid. I don't know if I knew that before.
Name them.
I don't like the stinky cheeses. Maybe I'm boring. Call me boring.
This coming from the guy who likes stinky cheese man.
I do love the stinky cheese. I have the book. I have the book.
Was it just one? Should I add it to my books to read in 2025?
Hold on. There is some very valuable IP right there. Where are the studios? Stinky Cheese Man, the TV show. Stinky Cheese Man, merch. Stinky Cheese Man. You know what? I kind of feel like Stinky Cheese Man is the chaotic version of the Rainbow Fish.
Oh, so you want... You want Stinky Cheese Man, the capitalization of Stinky Cheese Man, just like it happened to Big Football?
Yes, and let me tell you why. If we are going to live in a society that extracts value from everything, I at least want the value to be extracted from a queer icon. I want the elevation of the icon to be queer. I want this living legend to have a platform. Stinky Cheese Man is subversive. You think
we have to have a gay icon and he has to stink?
Oh, yeah. Amelia Bedelia? Please.
Was she a gay icon?
You must not know a single lesbian.
I don't. Can you spell Amelia Bedelia?
Pass. Stinky Cheese Man? I don't like stinky cheese. Let's start there. If it's blue, no. If it smells like foot, And everyone, when we were ranking the cheese, everyone was all, don't smell it before you taste it. I'm sorry. If a food requires you not to smell it so that you can enjoy it, maybe it's not good. So that's mold?
Yes, honey, apparently.
Honey, no.
Was Stinky Cheese Man one cheese or a lot of cheeses?
He is a wheel of cheese, and it's like with a slit cut out of it.
Let me Google this.
Or maybe he's a slice of a wheel, I think, actually. Or I don't know. I have him. I have files of him on my computer.
Wait.
What?
I've seen this book of yours.
Oh, my. It's a fun book. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a very, very fun book. I was always on the wait list for it at the library.
This whole time, I was picturing Stinky Cheese Man to look a little bit like... who's Doug Funny superhero?
Oh, Captain Underpants?
Yeah, I've been picturing Stinky Cheese Man like a wheel of cheese dressed like him. I don't think it's Captain Underpants.
No. I don't know. Who's Captain Underpants? Another queer icon.
Doug Funny's superhero was Quail Man.
Quail Man. I was really into Pizza Face and Ear Boy. I thought, okay, you know what? They were serving face, to be honest.
Stinky Cheese Man and Other Fairly Stupid Tales.
It's a very fun book. It's like some of the pages are upside down. It's crazy.
Oh, dang.
Anyway, so I had all this cheese, and so I was like, hey, some friends of ours were like, okay, are you doing anything for the Super Bowl? I said, no, but I have all this cheese if you want to come over and eat it. And so they came over, and we had cheese and crackers and cookies.
I guess I just don't like you telling me things I would like to attend if you and I lived in the same city.
Come on
you
over.
You never invite me over for free cheese.
And then, you know what? I will admit, I got influenced. We were watching the program, and one of the commercials was about, you know, like beer, a Michelob Ultra.
And you wanted
and
one?
I turned to the girls. I said, imagine a cold beer.
Did you get one?
And so I said, I'm going to be right back. And I was back in 7 minutes with a 4-pack of beer and a 4-pack of cider. And honey, the girls started gurgling.
You ran to the store.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Well, I don't have alcohol. Like, I mean, I have alcohol at my home, but like, not like beers and stuff. Like, you know. So I was like, you know what? I should be a host right now and go get some Beveraginos.
I recently got rid of all the alcohol in my home. I said, who wants it? Come and get it.
It's great. Isn't it great? That's great.
I was tempted by it, but it was just taking up space on a shelf. And I thought, I'm taking this to my brother's for his birthday and donating it to the party. It worked.
I mean, it's like nice to have in your home, but like as a non-drinker, it's kind of like, do you really deserve all of this shelf space? No, you don't.
Yeah. I was shocked to see that, you know, who had the biggest impact in the Super Bowl commercials? Big aliens. Did you notice that?
Big aliens?
There were a lot of alien commercials. Doritos did aliens. Pizza rolls did aliens.
I did like the pizza rolls ones because it was giving me Pee-wee saying goodbye to the alien.
He got slammed in the door.
I know. It was just like the scene in the Pee-wee movie.
Does he get slammed in the door?
Where he says, arrivederci.
But nobody gets slammed in a door and dies.
No, he doesn't. I did think, you know, a lot of AI commercials. Stop trying to tell me the AI is not so bad.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
And you're telling me two Trump supporter celebrities are telling me that we all need to get along?
Are you talking about the big Jesus commercial?
No, not the Scientology. And then all the Scientology, my God. And then I know you don't want to talk about it, and we're not going to talk about it, and we're not going to talk about him, and we're not going to give him free promo. But girl, what do you mean somebody who is selling swastika merch on his website, like tweeting the swastika merch and saying I'm a Nazi, has a commercial in the Super Bowl for the merch website? We are in some dark times. It is like pretty mind-boggling that like there's not uproar or at least accountability, or I don't even know. Like, yeah, pretty gross.
Yeah, that was like, did you see, I don't know, you might not have known this, but did you see too that the NFL had to take, well, I don't know if they had to. I saw somebody say that like Trump urged them to, but who knows what sway he had, but the NFL taking end racism out of the end zones.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, but it used to say end racism, and then it was changed to choose love. But I'm like, okay.
Okay. Okay, I heard that Trump got booed.
I heard he and Redacted got booed.
Oh my God. You know what? Not a good year for Redacted. A lot can change in a year. You and your man win the Super Bowl last year, and then this year you lose every Grammy, you lose the Super Bowl, everyone boos you in the audience. A lot can change. The pendulum swings, my dear. The pendulum swings.
Have you streamed Pendulum by Katy Perry? That's a banger.
No. Did you like the halftime?
Sure.
Are you a Kendrick Lamar stan?
I only knew one song, but it's fine. Not every performance is for me. I saw Serena Williams was there dancing.
Yes. Well, you know why she was? I guess she did. She was doing that dance on a tennis court during a very, like, you know, big tennis game or whatever the hell. And
it's big tennis game.
And the tennis fans were like outraged at, like, you know, saying it was inappropriate. And like, when at the end of the day, it's like she's expressing herself and her culture and bringing.
You can't dance now. Herness. They don't even let you dance.
Well, she was doing a dance that white people were not comfortable with for whatever reason, because they're racist. And so the beauty of Kendrick Lamar having her come do the exact same expression on the biggest stage that he has is, and apparently she is like one of Drake's exes. He really hates Drake. He really hates Drake. Okay. I mean, he's a real hater. Not to be like, I don't know much about their little feud, but he seems to be a real hater. And like, he seems happy about it. He's grinning the whole time that he hates him.
The men be beefing. All people be beefing. Men,
I know that's right. Well, I liked it. I thought it had a lot going on that will be studied, and there will be think pieces about it. And I appreciate like commentary on the world, the state of the world. Did you see that somebody, one of the dancers, ran up on top of that car that was on the stage and had like a Sudan flag and a Palestine flag and was waving it around, and he got tackled, but it wasn't on TV at all.
I didn't see that. And I also was so curious how so many people climbed out of that car at the beginning.
You dumbass. There was a trap door or something.
I looked for the trap door. I was looking. I said, are they crawling up out of there?
Remember when Gaga was like, I went to the Capitol. I looked for evidence.
I don't, but it does sound like something she'd be up to.
She said that. She said that. She said, I went looking for evidence.
And did she find it?
Anyway. I don't think so. Well, I don't know. Stay tuned. Mayhem, March 7th.
I'm seated. Remember chair emoji, seated and seated.
Okay. All right.
So what else you want to say?
Well, did you see? Well, last week we talked about Chapel Roan at the Grammys being all music executives need to pay for artists' health care.
Yes.
Which we discussed. Well, since then, did you see that that article that I don't know what publication posted it, but like something,
some guy I saw was all she's misinformed and she doesn't know what she's doing and she doesn't know how to be an activist.
The title was like Chapel Groan.
Yeah, I read it, in fact.
Well, it turns out he's a ex-music executive with tons of like racist tweets and
really
pro-Israel, like, so he's like not aligned with Chapel. Let's start there. And so he's all put your money where your mouth is. You should be, if you spent your time doing what you did at the Grammys and instead activated your audience. And people are all like, well, it's not up to the artist's audience to crowdfund their health care. Like, get a grip. Like, rich people are so...
Well, I saw she said, yeah, here, I'll donate money to this and will you match it? That was the last I saw. Boop. But I didn't see if he responded.
And then Noah Kahn said, I'll match that. I'll do 25K too. And then Charlie XCX said, I'll match that. I'll do 25K too. Well, let's all put our money where our mouth is.
What's that man doing?
Complaining still. That, you know, like doubling down and putting his feet in the ground like an idiot with just nobody's going to hold him accountable. Nobody's going to. He's going to be a dumbass.
A man who, held accountable.
Regardless, it felt like clickbait in the first place. Like, if you're allowing some dumbass to do his like opinion article on your website, you just want the clicks, you want the traffic. So like the website should be shamed a little bit too. Whichever.
Yeah, I saw. I think it was Halsey who was all Mr. Man, shut up.
Are you familiar with Malsy?
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 No.
Oh my God! When Halsey was in the mall.
And
well, you gotta Google it, mama. She was in the mall. Halsey was in the mall, and somebody, this was long before I think she was like, you know, a popular artist. Maybe she was like bubbling under perhaps. And somebody was all, will you sing for us? And she's singing, I don't know what she's singing, but she's doing a cover of something, and it went viral. You never saw Malsy?
It's coming up now.
Her, she's got pink hair.
Her hair is giving pink.
Yeah. Anyway, it was iconic, and she was, and people make fun of her for doing that. But you know what? It took nerve.
This says she was struggling, barely making ends meet, with little hope left. She took her to the local mall to showcase her talents.
And you know what? A lot of people wouldn't have the nerve it takes to go to the mall and sing for your fan A lot of people wouldn't have the nerve. And you know why Halsey is where Halsey is now? Because Halsey was Malsey where Malsey was before. And so if you want what you want, open mouths get fed. Halsey's mouth was open. The mall was open.
She tweeted, okay, so the mall video. Let's get into it for real. I was a teenager and I had never sang in front of people like that before. And I had terrible stage fright. So my voice was shaking. Even though it was a mall and not a stage. Haha. I actually don't mind it because it's sort of sweet.
It is sweet. It is. It's endearing. You know what? To be vulnerable in that way is why somebody becomes the superstar that they are. A lot of people. You know, there's only two types of people in the world.
She's singing. I can't click the video because I don't want it to play over the recording, but she's singing a Blink-182 song?
Yes.
Which one? I missed
you. Yes. I don't know.
Hello there,
I don't
the
know.
Angel from my nightmare.
Hello there, where are you? I think it actually is that.
You nailed it.
Even are you? Hey, who's Johnny Fairplay?
His grandma really died.
I don't give a fuck.
Johnny Fairplay was on Survivor, Pearl Islands. He was the villain that season. He made it to the loved ones visit, something they no longer do anymore, something that I used to cry at every time, where they would bring out a family member and then they'd make them compete to see if they got to hang out. Anyways, out runs Johnny Fairplay's friend when it's like when they're revealing who showed up for who, and he's all, what happened to grandma? I thought grandma was supposed to be here. And the guy's all, your grandma died. And so everybody throws it to let him meet with his friend so that he can find out what happened to his grandma. And the whole thing was a lie orchestrated before he got out there.
So the grandma wasn't dead?
No, he said, LOL, my grandma's not dead. She's at home watching Jerry Springer.
Okay, and so this is the same grandma that's actually dead now?
I saw the headline. I didn't click the article, but yes, supposedly that grandma has officially crossed over. Put it in the hat for Cycle Ghosty of the Year. Write that down.
He said that her dying words were, quote, Johnny, I want to see you on Survivor 50, Traitors, and Deal or No Deal Island. And he says, I had no idea she had that many streaming services, he told TMZ. Oh,
so it's all fake again, is what I'm learning.
So, but she really did die. Rip, rip, ripperoni.
I don't believe it until I see it.
I'm on TMZ's article. She looks deathly in that bed right there. She looks vacant eyes. Is Fairplay a family name? Is it from his grandma's side?
I don't think that's his actual last name. I think that was like a moniker that he made up for himself.
Well, did he play fairly?
No, he was a cheat. He was a snake.
Oh,
he was one of the biggest villains at the time.
Okay, you know,
no, he called himself Johnny Fairplay. His last name was Dalton.
Oh yeah, well, it doesn't have the same ring. Well, rip to that grandma.
Yep,
rip.
Put her on the list. Cycle babe, cycle ghosty nominee, grandma.
Okay, well, miss you, Mrs. Fairplay, Mama Fair, Nana Fairplay,
Nana Fairplay.
Meemaw Fairplay. Hey. Meemaw Fairplay. Hey. I see you up there looking down or looking up.
Hey, do you want to talk about Drag Race? It's been a minute. And I have things to say.
Yes, man. What do you have to say?
Oh, wait. Also, I forgot. I did have one bullet point here to talk about before we get to that.
Hit me.
Did you hear our 2025 psychic babble prediction of Rihanna is coming true?
Oh, she is releasing a song. I did see that.
No, she's Smurfette in the new Smurf movie.
What was our prediction?
Not that.
What was our prediction?
Not that.
Oh, I was like, did we say that?
Yes, we need to add to the list of next year's predictions the future Smurfette. Not maybe a new cycle babble awards category.
Who has been a Smurfette in the past? Katy Perry for sure.
No, I mean Britney had a song that was for the Smurfs movie, but I don't know if that means Britney was Smurfette.
Okay.
Anyways,
okay, so what
is
do you want
that
me to do
the
about
Rihanna
that?
impact you wanted in 2025?
I don't give a damn. I don't give a goddamn.
If you could have a pet Smurf or a pet minion.
I would like a Fraggle Rock creature.
I didn't ask you that.
I don't
Fuck,
want a
marry,
minion.
Kill a minion, a Smurf, and a Fraggle Rock creature.
Fuck. I think I would fuck the Fraggle Rock.
What?
They're giving freaky a little bit. I would kill Minion, and I would marry a Smurf, Mr. Dr. Smurf.
Dang. I would for
Papa Smurf.
I for sure would kill a Smurf. How fun and easy.
Papa Smurf fisting you?
That's a very tiny fist. You wouldn't even know.
Talk about blue balls.
You wouldn't even know.
Oh, you could sound with him.
All right, so Drag Race.
What about it?
Are you enjoying it? Here, do you want me to just cut right into the jump right into it? I have had it.
Oh, he's had it.
If you're not watching Untucked, you're really only getting half the story this year.
I've been saying that.
You know what?
Why? About Joella?
You know what I miss? I would much rather see the eliminated contestant pack their bags up and be sad by themselves and get taken out to that little minivan in the back alley than watch queens run around with a cell phone pretending they're vlogging.
I completely disagree.
Oh, I want to hear why they're. I want to know why Joella is sad. I want to hear Joella climb into the side of the van and say, "And don't forget the Ella."
See you on tour, America.
While a black and white minivan drives down the alley and it fades to 13 queens remain. I want that.
Yeah, I think that they cut that unnecessarily. Like, if that doesn't live on somewhere else, then I think they cut it unnecessarily. However, I do like the vlogification of Untucked.
No, it's girls
I think we're seeing real interactions between smaller groups of queens as opposed to like the full wide shot of queens sitting on the couch and then kind of shuffling away in little groups that we don't really get to see the what they're really on about or what they're really gossiping about or chirping about. Sometimes we get those close-ups, but like I think this season, because of the vlogging cameras everywhere, we really are getting honest like little moments between subgroups of people. I think it's good.
Okay, well I don't, and here's why.
Why?
I just think the people who I don't want to hear from are the ones who are always grabbing the camera. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe once they go home, I'll be okay with it.
Oh, so you think they're actually going to go home? You think some of these annoying queens are going home?
Babe, it's going to a Final Four regardless of what I want. Mm.
Well, I disagree, and I'm liking Untucked, but I do miss them packing up their bags and being sad and being like, oh, a letter.
Oh. It's like, I guess I don't know what else I would cut. It's like, I guess I'm glad they're getting to interact with the guest judges, but I also very rarely care about that. And then it's like, and then it's, I think I said this last year, and then it's just always like a producer telling them they have to go back, and then all the girls being like, no, not you, how dare you send them back to the stage.
Yeah, I do think there is something that we're witnessing in Untucked this year that is really interesting. Like, they have some real, I don't know if it's drag delusion or like just a lack of awareness of the full range that is needed to compete on Drag Race.
Absolutely.
People really think that their runway package is their ticket to the finale, and they cannot fathom that their runway package doesn't get them in the top sometimes, slash isn't going to help them let them coast to all the way to the end. Now, I'm not saying like that their looks aren't good. They are good, but like you have to be able to do the challenges.
Yeah.
Sorry, the challenges are the challenges.
I feel like this season has like a bunch of Instagram models showed up and thought they could win for being pretty.
Well, Perhaps. But that is maybe the state of the union we got going on up in here.
I think that's what makes me sad. I think that's what makes me frustrated with this season. Because exactly, to see somebody get mad last week because they thought their look was better than Susie's, when Susie out-acted all of them in an acting challenge, mind boggles.
Susie's look wasn't bad. They just don't have the range to appreciate the full range of dress. That's the real tea.
Susie's clown look was the best she's worn, but I think overall her runway package has been lacking. And I also think she got very lucky that she's been a front runner, because I think her ball outfits were all terrible.
Ooh, that third ball look was not right. And I'm a Susie Tudor, but that Amelia Earhart situation, honey. Ma'am,
look at her three runways against I'm a Susie Tudor, I guess. I don't stand Acacia for God, but look at those three runways side by side and tell me Acacia's is worse than Susie's. Susie's vintage bathing suit with a mustache.
Oh, I liked that. I liked her first two looks. I'm not gonna lie. I thought it was a bad category.
Oh, that the runway was, the bathing suit category for swimsuit was awful.
And it didn't have to be awful. Like, some queens were able to do something interesting with it. But I think that speaks to either the category
or it was an awful category.
Or I think it's like a lot of young queens who maybe don't have the imagination for their point of view yet. Like, Arietti's point of view is so crystal clear. Susie Toot's point of view is so crystal clear that they were able to make something out of a bad category, which was swimsuit, because their point of view in drag was able to see that category and say, what would my queen identity do with that? A lot of queens didn't have anything to do with it because I don't think they know what their point of view is yet outside of
very pretty girl,
fierce. Pretty.
Unfortunately,
a lot of queens have to learn in real time that pretty is not a point of view.
And it's like, did Lana Jarrett look incredible in that swimsuit? Yes. At the end of the day, was it a two-piece bathing suit for any woman that could be purchased off the rack? Yes.
I liked hers, though. I thought at least it's like an interesting, like, fabric, because wasn't it crocheted? I was trying to find reasons to like some of these things, because I'm like, this is a bad category, so I'm not going to hold it against a lot of these queens, but like, it was a throwaway. And for the ball, I want each category to be like bam.
Yeah.
And some queens were able to make bam, but a lot of queens were not making bam.
It was one of the worst categories I've ever seen for a ball challenge, especially as much as Michelle complains when people wear like bodysuits or swimsuits or leotards. And then to have a whole category be that, like we were going to get that much of a range when we clearly didn't.
Yeah. With that said, Do I think some of these queens are pulling their weight with the looks that they're making in the workroom? I don't know. I feel like it's a lot of hot glue girls up in here.
I think well, you're always going to get a little crafty when you do the unconventional materials challenge, but I don't know.
And let me just say, I would be the worst. Like, I don't claim to be able to do what they do, and like, they're way ahead of what I'm able to put together in a workroom, certainly. But like, I desired more. But that's, I mean, it is what
it is. You couldn't just spray paint a tarp?
Honey, I'm sorry. A tarp gate?
I have things to say.
Spray paint gate. On your nerve. She really was. She really remains on everybody's nerve.
It's just wild to me that everybody's saying the least she could do is apologize. I'm like, listen, I think it all could have been handled differently, but to not talk about Arietti and Anya as a duo in the entire sentence is beyond me. To log online and see everyone.
Arietti apologized live in person the moment.
She didn't.
It was brought up to her.
Babe, if you watch it back when Lexi discovers the mess, Arrietty is sitting out there on the ground behind her. And yes, Alexi's not screaming and yelling, but she walks back inside to confront for the first time. And the camera pans. I watched it back because I wanted to have my facts. And Arrietty makes a face at the camera like, oh no, we're in trouble. So yes, apologize when she came back out the second time. But
so each of them are Arrietty and Anya. Both said nothing the first time the information was presented to them about the what they may have done to the look.
And it's like that. So, yeah. And they've just been, I just think the Lexi, Arrietty, Jules Sparkles click has brought some sort of energy toward Anya and Susie regularly. So I don't think as Anya, I would have jumped right to admit it in front of the whole group either. I think point blank period, as soon as it happened and they realized they did it together, the two of them should have walked and found her together and apologized right from the beginning.
I agree. I mean, yeah, it's not an easy thing to navigate, and
with cameras and personalities.
If I were in the workroom, I'd be like, oh my God, did I? I don't know. Like, I don't know what if there's tarp on the ground that everyone's spray painting on, I'd be like, I don't know if I did. Oh God. Like, yeah, that would be horrifying. And clearly she didn't mean to do it, but like, yeah, yikes. And if it's 2 weeks in a row, or I don't know how many weeks in a row, but like of possible saboteur energy of people's looks. It's not a good track record.
Listen, Anya's my winner pick. I want her to win it.
she's giving icon. I'm sorry. You cannot fake the charisma that Anya has with everything she does. Some of these queens just do not hold themselves like winners quite yet. And Anya holds herself with winner energy.
That's what I'm saying. And it's like, I think so many of the pretty girls and the look queens are confused, because I will 100% agree with them that Susie's and Anya's looks aren't A++, aren't top tier always. But it's like the judges will forgive some of that if you've got the personality or other skills to like even it out.
I agree. And in a regular season where we're seeing queens pre-worldwide domination, pre-world tours, pre-work the world, all the ways that queens can really up their level of drag. I think a regular season is a test of what's your point of view, what's your creativity, where is your level of talent and charisma?
What not necessarily do you like do well?
What is the most expensive thing you can bring? Because like I think All Stars is really a showcase of now what have you been able to create about who you are and your point of view now that you've been able to be out in the world, which often translates to, okay, what's the most expensive look you have for this runway? But which is not the best, but like the regular seasons are more of, who's the star here that with $100,000 could really turn their drag into something next level?
Yeah. And that's why I think it's like, especially in a world where like a financial disparity exists, and it's like some of these queens show up with so much more money and resources than others. And it's like, yeah, Lexi's look 2 weeks ago looked so fierce, but it's like, okay, well, Utica made it for her.
Lexi kind of served it. I'm so sorry. Lexi is, she has some drag delusion, but I think she kind of served it at the ball. I know it was a tarp with a hole in it, but she kind of wore that. She wore the fuck out of it.
I think she's had incredible looks week after week, but it's like, just because you have connections that other,
I thought was good.
Just because you have connections that other people don't.
Yeah.
You get like, you deserve the crown.
I'm enjoying the season. I'm enjoying it.
I'll keep watching.
I think we are definitely getting some icons out of this. I recently restarted season 15, and ooh wee, the vibe in the workroom of the narrative about old drag versus new drag, non-social media queens versus social media queens, they were really drawing lines in the sand, and you can see the ripple of it in this season. Like you can really understand how like we got to where we are now. Season 15 really had that conversation of like, you may be able to take some Instagram pictures, but do you have, do you perform? Yeah. Are you a working girl in your town? Like, do you know how to lip sync? Like, yeah.
And don't forget the Ella. I forgot the Ella. I'm not going to lie. I forgot the Ella.
I can't stop remembering the Ella. I can't stop.
All right. Well.
Corey.
Where can people find you?
You can find me rooting for Britney and the Traitors. Oh, my God. Oh. My boots were shaking for a second.
Oh, my God. I was so nervous for my girl. And she single-handedly defeated all three Cage Boys. Just kidding. It wasn't single-handedly,
when was the last time you defeated three caged boys?
Never. I was so nervous. I was shaking in my boots when they were voting. And now, as God intended, we have two female traitors.
There's still got to be a way to get rid of Ivar.
Listen,
every episode, I'm like, there's got to be a way for us to get rid of Ivar.
Listen, here's what I was telling the girlies. So I said, okay, so now the traitors have caught two male traitors. So anybody smart in there is going to be like, okay, well, whether there's one traitor left or two traitors left, it's probably a woman. So Carolyn and Danielle need to kill the men. They can't be killing women because it's going to narrow the search down on themselves. So they really got to start killing the men and leave all the women there so they can blend in.
You're right.
So they got...
You're right. Ivar and Sam have got to go. They
got to kill Dylan. Also, Sam is the... Say what you will. I mean, Sam's getting no edit. Sam is the only person who has voted in the majority at every round table. He knows where the vote's going. He can read the room. He knows what's up.
Okay. I don't care.
So yes, I agree. They need to kill Dylan. I'll miss his cute face. And then they need to kill...
Who are you agreeing with? You yourself?
And then they'll kill... They need to kill Sam... Or they need to kill Sam or Ivar immediately after. I agree. Tom Sandoval, last man standing.
Oh, my God. King. So this is my first experience of Tom Sandoval. People don't like him. But, like, I'm enjoying the entertainment of him on the show.
They're all mad because he cheated on his girlfriend.
Okay.
Grow up. People cheat. Okay.
Hot take.
I'm not a Tom Sandoval apologist. I've never watched Vanderpump Rules. I don't actually know what's happening there. But yeah, you can find me playing Fuck, Marry, Kill with Smurfette, Fraggle Rock, and Minion.
Ooh, yeah, give us your answers. Tweet them to us now. Maybe I'll hold the poll.
I'd fuck the Minion. There, I said it.
Does he have one eye or two? Bob?
That's up to you, man. Build your own minion bear. And you, where can the people locate you?
I've already said where I can be found.
Did you?
Goodbye.
Did you?
I don't know.
Bye.
I don't know.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.